The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The reason is pretty simple. They have a dinosaur business model. They pay a lot of money for broadcasting rights. We live in a time where less and less people have cable.
This reminds me so much, AJ, of when I was in newspapers. We were just raking in money. We weren't paying any attention to what we were spending because it didn't matter. And it was going to last forever. And then it didn't. And I think they're kind of going through the same thing. The more content you take away from people, the less they need you. The Rockets didn't play particularly well. Nice win. I'm glad they won. I enjoyed the game. But it was as much about Westbrook as good as he is from a conditioning standpoint or something. Dude needs some work in the offseason because the fourth quarter of every one of these games, he was bad.
It's a 4-1 series. Basically smoked them. Game by game, it was close. You should feel confident after a 4-1 series in the first round. I'm feeling no confidence right now. I don't feel like they're playing anywhere near their best ball.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. And some good stuff there. Some good calls today, some good texts, some good tweets, some good stuff on our end. So far, so good. Ma was saying that the calls were decent. You could let them go long because I asked people to tighten it up. Just in general, I do think there are calls that, you know, like I thought Michelle's call was really good. That's fine to go on a little long with that. But in general, we like them nice and tight. And
you know, yeah, we do.
There are times to go in a little bit deeper. Hey, Got a little announcement for the people.
You want a drum roll?
Do we need a drum roll? We probably need a drum roll. So I'm gonna read this from pregame.com. Okay. Our good buddy RJ Bell says ESPN Houston in partnership pregame.com is going to be producing daily sports betting segments with us. Not daily necessarily, but just occasional sports betting segments. We're also going to be providing exclusive content to the pregame.com community. And including next week, where I will be doing two podcasts for pregame. One on the Triple Crown, general Triple Crown betting strategies. Because that's the thing people ask all the time, would you do a whole thing on the show? And it's like, no, people would turn off the radio if I do a whole Triple Crown thing. Right. I could do a quick segment, but I'm going to do a whole podcast for pregame, and I'm going to do a Kentucky Derby specific podcast, which I'll record next Thursday while we're in Vegas with RJ. He's going to host them with me, and going to be providing a lot of content for RJ, and including some premium picks that I'm going to do on the Triple Crown. Still going to give out a lot of stuff free, but going to be working with him on some audiobooks for our business. So we've got a good partnership going, and you're going to be doing some stuff as well. And so the segment we did on basically the hockey betting and things like that is up on pregame.com right now. So you can go check it out if you missed out on it. But very excited to be working with RJ. And the main thing is going to start next week with a couple of horse racing podcasts that will go on pregame.com. And then we'll be doing a lot more as we get closer to football season, obviously.
My usefulness is done now that College Hoops is over.
We're
washed up now.
College Hoops and MMA, I hope to get AJ very involved in. We're going to meet with RJ next week and go over a few things. But we've got a lot of another one of the little tentacles of the Falcon Empire is getting involved with pregame and RJ, who is a very shrewd businessman, and really excited about it. So there'll be a lot more RJ around here, and there'll be a lot more of us on pregame. So it's a big step, man. That's a very big website, and I'm really excited about the possibilities there. So then we'll have another announcement here in the next week and a half or so about more exciting stuff that all ties into that, but there you go. It's a good partnership.
No doubt.
704 asks, does AJ sing the Gym of the Day tune live or is it recorded?
Live every day.
Yeah, I think we'd have to pay you more for that, wouldn't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Did you guys say Westbrook needs to work out? Oh, my God, that's crazy. No, I said he needs to work on his conditioning. If you're going to be bad in the fourth quarter and taking bad shots and you're tired, either play less, which they can't afford for him to do, or he needs to look at his training regimen. Doesn't say he has to work out. That's just a dumb comment, man. Come on. A lot of people say the best segments involve RJ Bell. Love RJ. So, yeah, that's going to be cool. All right, let's squeeze in a phone call. William, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir. William, you're on
Fred,
the Blitz.
Fred, how you doing, my friend? You good?
I'm sporty, man.
Oh, good. Good. Good to talk to y'all. Quick phone call, since it's the day before the draft. I know y'all are really, really down for some reason on Patrick Mahomes, and I'm kind of trying to figure out why. And the fact that once he emerged at Tech, the two quarterbacks behind him, Baker Mayfield and Davis Webb, transferred to D1 schools and immediately became starters. And they transferred because they couldn't beat out Mahomes. And I'm trying to figure out, yes, he does have a downside. He could be a Ryan Leaf. He does have an upside. He could be a Brett Favre. And I'm trying to figure out why you're so down on him and what you think needs to happen.
The answer, you gave the answer.
A good quarterback.
You gave the answer in your question. He played at Texas Tech. I mean, what quarterback, and there's been tons of great quarterbacks at Texas Tech. Almost none of them have had any NFL success.
And I don't want Baker Mayfield or Davis Webb either.
Nope.
It goes back. Here, there's three real reasons. Number one, air raid quarterbacks in the history of never have worked out, and Texas Tech quarterbacks in particular. Who was probably the best one before Mahomes? Mm. Graham Harrell? In terms of guys who was thought of as NFL talents?
Oh, yeah, probably him.
Didn't work out. And at some point, one of them will be good. But I'm not going to keep drafting one until it works out. That offense is just not set up for guys to step into the NFL and have success. Same reason I didn't like Jared Goff, because Sonny Dykes was running that same offense. Same reason I don't like Davis Webb. The problem is you don't develop the ability to read defenses. You don't develop the ability. You don't develop your accuracy because you don't really have to be accurate. Most of the time you've got a guy running wide open in that offense. And it's an offense that at some point, now to me, the litmus test will be if somebody trades for Jimmy Garoppolo, because he ran a very similar offense in college, but now he's been in the NFL for 3 years learning a pro style system. And I think the problem is most of these guys, you can't wait 3 years anymore. And so you've either got to change your offense or you got to find a way to wait 3 years. If you draft a quarterback anywhere in the first round, are you really willing to wait that long?
Probably not.
Most of the time your team's not very good.
And also,
you have to get him out there.
Can I apologize? Billy Joe Tolliver was a successful Texas Tech quarterback.
That was pre-air raid.
Okay. I just wanted to throw that out there. I said every Texas Tech quarterback. Billy Joe Tolliver, respectable NFL career.
No, but it's not to say that those guys aren't any good. It's just at the next level they're not any good. So 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. He says Davis Webb sounds like he's missing a first name. Yeah.
Man, Davis Webb went from being, if that guy was drafted in the fourth or fifth round, maybe an interesting, you know, flyer. To there's people talking about him in the first or second round now. No thanks, no thanks. If you use, I think once you get to the fourth round, you start taking chances on guys like that. If you're taking those kind of chances in round one or two, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah. Nick asks, if Mahomes were in a pro-style system, would you didn't be higher on him or maybe even the same multiple system as Oregon? Okay, here's the other thing I don't like about him. You can blame it on the defense all you want, But I don't like quarterbacks coming out of college whose teams don't win. Because most of the time when they get to the pros, their teams still don't win. And I prefer guys who the teams were better, that have the skills I'm looking for, of course, but the teams are better than they were with their predecessor under the same coach. And, you know, there's a difference between this air raid, because William's following up with me on Facebook. He says Aaron Rodgers and Ben Roethlisberger ran spread offense. They ran spread offenses. They didn't run the air raid.
It's different.
Which is a very specific offense. And that limits what a quarterback has to do to look good. You know who else ran that offense really well? Case Keenum. And Johnny Manziel. Same offense. So, you know, I just think it doesn't mean that there's not a guy in there that can't play. And Manziel was much, his team was much better in college when he was a quarterback than anybody they've had since. So he was better than the system, but that still didn't count. That's why I love the kid at Washington next year. I mean, he's in a system that I think prepares him for the NFL. And guess what? His team's better than it's been. Yeah. And plus, he's got all the intangibles. And that's why I'm kind of curious to see how – I want to see how the kid at UCLA does next year, because
– Rosen.
Yeah, if his team's not that good, I'll have questions about him.
Yeah.
Because if you look at UCLA, you know when they were at their best? When Brett Hundley was there.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm curious about him. If I were trading for a backup quarterback, that's a guy I would take a chance on, even if he winds up being a failure.
See, to me, their team success isn't always – I don't think it's always the best indicator.
No, but if you have the same coach at the same team year after year, and your guy gets there, and that team is significantly better than it's ever been under that coach, the quarterback has a lot to do with it, in my opinion. And no, it's not the only thing, because if it was, Vince Young would be a superstar.
And Tim Tebow.
Yeah. I mean, it has to be in context of everything else. All right. If you want to get in your questions for Beth, any questions about relationships or sex or anything, you can call 713-780-3776, or you can text the show if you're too embarrassed to talk about it on air. She will answer anything, and she'll be here next segment. So go ahead and get lined up now.
By the way, Alex Bregman, 2-run homer. Astros back in this thing. So
a Bregman positive. Nice.
Yeah. All right, guys. Let me tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. If you want to spend more time outdoors as the weather gets better, but maybe your outdoor area isn't looking its best, call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions. Let them help you out. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed out patio, or your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay, which will give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. Isn't that great? It's hand-carved, troweled, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money, too. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle. Save yourself the expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay to get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we are back on the Blitz. And it's time for Beth, who... running all over the place now.
What's going on?
What the hell's that about?
I forgot my headphones. My purple headphones. I put them in my bag and I just plumb forgot them. I got so excited to see y'all. You know, I do. I totally lose my mind when I get here. So, and yesterday I texted Fred because I was like, it's Tuesday. It's almost Wednesday. I'm so excited. So, yay. Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm so good.
Do you want to make the big announcement? Your exciting news?
Yes, I'm so excited. Thank you so much. I would have totally forgotten to say. But so I'm so excited. We have announced that I am starting a new radio show on 97.5 ESPN on Saturday nights, 10 p.m.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. It's the most awesome station. I listen to it all the time now. I cannot believe that I'm listening to it. But and I'm always rooting for y'all to talk about something other than sports, I have to say. But yeah, so it's going to be Love and Laughter with Beth, 10 p.m. on Saturday nights. It'll be streaming. It'll be on your radio. We'll keep it on the podcast arena. So there's no excuse not to listen. And I hope it's going to be kind of, you know, date night. And people can put the kids to bed, snuggle up together, grab a glass of wine, and they can get warmed up during the show. And then they can get busy after the show. And I'm so excited.
You know, and this is what would you say the age rating on this is going to be?
So they want me to make sure to keep it, you know, reasonable and stuff.
Right.
So, but it's going to be geared towards adults. I want adults to basically find love and have reason to snuggle and cuddle and laugh and love.
I'm going to say something, and I don't know if this is, I don't know what kind of show you're planning on doing exactly, but when I was probably 14 or something like that, let's say probably 14, I was like a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
I would lay in bed at night and listen to Loveline.
Oh, yeah.
With Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla. And first of all, it was a really funny show.
Yeah.
But it also taught me a lot of stuff.
Right. I'm so glad, right?
So, you know, 14 is probably not – anybody who does radio, your target audience isn't 14 years old. I don't think anybody who does – like, that's not your – I mean, maybe – like KRBE is into that, but it doesn't do anything for your ratings because those people don't spend money.
Right.
But as a 14-year-old boy, I really appreciated that Loveline show.
Yeah.
And I actually got a lot out of it. So I think if and I, you know, again, I don't know what kind of what kind of content you'll have, but I do think shows like this one can be useful tools for kids who, like, you know, 14, I'm playing with boobs. I'm like hoping to have sex soon.
Right.
I need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
So it was a good help to me.
And are you going to be taking calls and stuff?
Yeah, we'll definitely do
drunk Saturday night calls are going to be awesome. You might prepare yourself for that.
You know, and I'm so bad sometimes I don't necessarily know who's drunk and who's not, because clearly I talk about things all the time that other people need to be drunk to talk about.
But, well, if they call and say, "Hi, Beth, I'm masturbating right now. Is that okay?"
Yeah, I'll be like, "Then you shouldn't be on the phone with me. Go enjoy yourself and talk to you later. Just clean up after yourself, right?"
Can I borrow a towel?
I'll be like, "You should have thought of that beforehand," says the woman who couldn't find her headphones when you started the show.
Exactly.
A lot of good. Don't listen to me. But I do. I want it to be meaningful. You know me. Everything needs to be meaning, but it still should be fun. And so, yeah, people of any age should be able to learn something. And I don't care if you've been, you know, doing this for 30 years or you're looking forward to doing things. And in fact, our first show, of course, it's going to be about first times, because I'm thinking I'm getting ready for this radio show and I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to get prepared, and it's going to be like the first time we had sex. We're not going to know. There's going to be stuff that goes down, and
it's going to be like the first time who had sex. When
anybody.
You say we, are you talking about you and Fred?
No. Yeah.
I need to know what's going on here behind the scenes.
Let's just be clear. Married men are not my thing.
Okay.
So, yeah. No, I, you know me.
Sorry, Fred.
But, yeah. Rules out. I'm sitting here with two great, awesome men. They're both married. Poor me. But I still love this threesome. So, yeah. And, but anyway, so see, you get me all distracted. And now we're talking. So, Collins, get ready. I don't know. So, but we'll talk about it. I think there's so much for everybody to learn, and that they should be able to laugh, and they should be able to get a little bit excited, and, you know, after the show go, "Can you believe they said that?" And, well, maybe we should just try that, and it's going to be all good and hot.
Was your first time a total disaster?
It wasn't a total disaster, but it certainly wasn't, it's certainly no climax or anything on this end. So, most women are typically like that. It's just kind of a, okay, check that box, did that, now move on. And that's kind of sad. So
even check that box sounds dirty. And you just everything that comes out of your mouth, man. I got a question on from the text line, and I think this is one we get a lot, and I also think it's just very common. He says, "I've been in a relationship for close to 3 years now. Our sex life was intense for the first 6 months to a year, and then it went a complete 180, and now we have sex once a week, if not once a month."
Ooh.
And she says that's due to her having PTOS or something like that. Also gets frustrated at me when I masturbate and denies me when I make a move. I guess my question is, What can I or we do? And I think the reason we get that question so much is in a lot of relationships, that first year is great.
Yeah.
And then everything just starts falling off. Mm-hmm. I mean, not literally falling off. If it does, that would explain the lack of a sex life. But how would you respond to his question? And I think in general, a lot of people have that question.
Okay, well, so I would start by asking y'all for a second, because so why do men think it is? Right? But what do you think changes?
You get bored with each other. I mean, I get bored.
Okay, so what happens when a man gets bored with his partner?
Smoke a lot of weed.
Okay. So does the
I mean, that's
of,
me.
Yeah,
I just go sit right in the garage and smoke weed.
So you withdraw, right? In other words, yeah, it stops being so much about pulling together and stuff, right?
You just. But see, I got to be honest with you, and maybe it's just because it's me. I think my experience, it's always been the woman that loses interest first. Always. In every relationship I've ever been in, it's always been them that loses interest in me before I lose interest in them.
That's a you thing, probably.
Probably, yeah. I've always said I'm like a comedy album. Like when you first buy it, it's awesome, and you listen to it every day. You think it's great. Then the next week you listen to it, and it's like, it's okay. And then by the third week, you never listen to it again. That's kind of how I am.
Okay, so but I would ask you, so do you think you're doing the same things? You know, at the beginning, all the things you're doing are just new and exciting and different, right? And you're both feeding off this newness and the intrigue in the relationship. So do you think that you still do the lead up the same way after a while? Because I'll tell you, I think almost every woman says, well, he stopped caring. It becomes just, okay, let's just do it and get it over with. And it doesn't really feel good to me. And I do that for a while. But sometimes I'm like, hey, if this isn't
about me. Because you guys lose interest and then we just give up. That's why. Okay. It's on you first. I'm saying this is a chick thing.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you think, AJ? You think it's a chick thing? You think, or do you think men start taking it for granted and not doing the, you know, the three warm-up steps?
I think, I think guys get lazy.
Yeah.
I think over time, guys tend to, like, when you first get with a chick, you're, like, especially when you first start sleeping with a chick, you are focused on making sure, maybe not the very first time, but after the first time, you're focused on making sure that she wants to come back.
Yeah.
But then once you're kind of locked in, dudes tend to go on cruise control a little bit.
Okay, so I would say to this guy, so thinking, I think it's more likely AJ, but let's put it this way. If it's all her, then again, if you can spice things up. So
I'm exaggerating, of course. It's everybody's fault, but how do you help this guy is my question.
Yeah, so I would think back to when you started. What turned her on, right? Did you show up for a date night and have something surprised? Did you write her sexy texts during the day? Did you...
Well, Fred didn't have text messages back then. This was
yeah, that's true.
I didn't. Yeah, he had to write things on a stone tablet. Delivered by mule.
The last time I was a free agent, that I was texting. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
There was a lot of texting going on.
Were you an effective texter?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Dude, I had a good run before the Canadian. I had a really good run for about 2.5 years there.
I mean, he's been married several times, so he has to know how to woo a woman.
That's true.
And really, wooing a woman is an art. And
no, it's not. For Fred, Fred had a really good job. That's how he wooed the first three wives. I mean, that's let's face it.
And then after
this last one, though, I'm telling you, Fred found a unicorn because
she's impressive.
She's essentially Fred. Like they like the same stuff. They're like the same person, except she has boobs and a vagina. Presumably, yeah. I haven't, you know.
Sometimes.
I haven't tested it, but I'm pretty sure she does. So I think Fred just finally found, like, the right recipe. Fred wants to be married to himself because he's an egomaniac, and he found a female version of him, and it's a perfect fit.
Okay, well, so...
I'm not... I'm a highly functioning sociopath is what I am, okay?
You're just
And
awesome.
It's nice to have another one.
Yeah. But, so, it's funny, but there's a theory that things get, as we pull closer in relationships, what you're just saying is that you become so close that you're almost one. That is actually the problem with our romantic life oftentimes. Because really, how often do you just go, God, I really want to have sex with myself? You know, so...
I do that regularly.
Yeah, me too.
Especially like on the road with like a hotel room, I have to.
Okay, you might have to, but you like actually look forward to it and stuff? Or no, it just becomes something like a, okay, I need to take care of this need. Like I need to shower, brush my teeth.
Oh, yeah, pretty much that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You just need to unload, release.
Right. But the idea in a relationship is you want to have with that other person because you want that connection. You want that excitement, and it builds up. So in some ways, separating for a little bit in a romantic relationship, in a marriage and stuff, can help.
Well,
and
when you say separate, do you mean like an actual separation where somebody moves out, or you just talk about, hey, let's take a break from each other internally for a while?
No, I mean, actually, even just maintaining separate interests. It doesn't even have to be. Maybe it's that, okay, you just kind of agree during the week and stuff. There's no fooling around. Just make that a rule, and suddenly, oh my gosh, wait, I can't just have that all the time? Oh my God, I can't wait till the weekend because I really need some. And it's amazing because women, if you tell them, okay, you're not going to get kissed or anything for a few days and something, and maybe you make a game out of it, she has to ask for it or something. You know, you start putting some separation between, so it's not just something that is literally a chore on the list and something that has to be done, and you start spicing it up, make her want it, take it away, you know, tease a little bit with it. Spend a couple of weeks where you just don't get to full satisfaction. And by the end of that, hopefully you guys are both going a little bit crazy and can't wait to jump on.
But what if that's already happening, though, and you're having, like, in this guy where maybe it's once a month? How do you schedule a date night where you're planning to, hey, at the end of this night, you know, we're doing this, or what?
Well, okay, so date nights have become this popular thing, but the problem is that for a lot of people, it still becomes something that they're checking off the list. Like, you go to the grocery store once a week, you will go on your date night once a week, but the lead up isn't really anything spectacular. So while I understand there needs to be a schedule in something, particularly with people's busy schedules, then maybe there needs to be some element of surprise. Maybe it's that each of you takes turns planning something, and some nights maybe it doesn't actually end in full excitement, satisfaction, and then maybe that's just kind of left to see. And like I said, if you take that, quote, burden, that obligation, that feeling that, oh, I have to do this to be a good wife or something, which is the problem, then maybe she begins to want it a little bit more. But I'd love to hear from his wife and what her take is, because my guess is she says, if he would do the dishes, if he would do this. Sometimes I tell the men, strip down in your underwear, go do the dishes, take the trash out, sweep the floor, shake your tush a little bit.
You can't take the trash out of your underwear.
Yeah, you get arrested for that.
Not if you're wearing underwear. Come on, wear something fun, and yeah, what the heck? Make her laugh. Make her, yeah. Come here, honey. Get over here. I can't believe you're doing that.
My wife does not want to see me in my underwear. Trust me. She wants the lights out.
No.
She's told me that. That's true.
Okay, what about candlelight at least? God. No, what are you doing talking to his wife about what he wears?
Well, listen, sure, Fred's not, he's not great in lighting. He's a,
No, I'm not great in dark either.
Yeah, but I mean, she never knows that.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
God, do you know how much time I spend trying to talk to women about, like, not turning off the lights and everything? It's kind of like, just embrace your curves, embrace yourself, embrace whatever you've got, and just shake it. Damn.
You don't have Fred.
Yeah, you but it's the same that. Principle. Yes. Yes. She married him. She wanted to embrace him.
Listen,
she loves him.
That was better looking back then.
Yeah, that was a different age.
Yeah.
It doesn't
matter.
It
was 8 years ago, man.
Yeah. Fred was in his 40s then.
Yeah.
He's got old.
He's gotten better.
Old balls and loose skin now. It's gross.
Hey, you're going to get there someday soon,
I know, I'll
AJ.
Be gross. No, I mean, listen.
You're still going to want your wife to watch you.
I'm not defying logic. I mean, it happens to everybody. It'll happen to me.
Yeah, well, so
but it's happened to Fred. He's turned.
No, that's so.
It's like The Walking Dead. Eventually, everybody turns. Fred's turned. I'm still, like, a human. I'm trying to make it out of here.
Oh, my gosh. No. Well, maybe that's the reason for dating somebody and, you know, marrying somebody close to your own age, so that you're both turning at the same time. And
what
your eyes get
that?
Worse. Your eyes get worse, so you don't notice.
Who wants to marry someone their own age? That's gross.
Hey, I'm telling you, my friends and stuff, 50s, late 40s, the romance is so much better with all of us.
No,
for our
I don't
partners.
Need that.
Yeah, I swear.
Yeah. If I ever have to find a new partner,
yeah,
younger. No. Way younger.
Oh, now you're crazy.
20.
Oh.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yuck. Yeah.
Don't judge me. You should be open-minded. You're open-minded about everything. Then all of a sudden it's like, yuck. Like, having sex with Fred isn't gross. A 20-year-old woman, though? Yuck.
No, but it's just the idea of it. Just the idea that, oh, they have to be 20, because that's it. If you just found some woman, I dated a much younger guy for a while, I have to admit.
20?
No, he was a little bit older than 20.
He could buy drinks.
He could buy drinks.
Yeah, that's my standard. They have to be able to
get your own booze.
Right. But it was just, you know, happenstance. So if you just, you know, met somebody, but to go out and say, oh, I just want to find somebody just because they're way younger and stuff, that's the part that I'm like, come on. Be real. Find somebody good. Yeah, AJ is the real. You need to.
I want a good 20-year-old though.
Well, just for sport.
I was way
honestly,
worse.
I'm good with what I've got. Yeah. I don't need to change her up.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. You need to keep her and stuff. But women, I mean, and partners, we learn more. We do better. I think we're happier. We have more fun. With age comes some confidence and some wisdom and some willing to explore. And that's what you might get just pretty new skin or something at 20. But then things get better with age.
Rather have a sex robot.
Yeah,
my choice.
I am going to look for some sex robots for you. Believe me, when I'm going to these shows and stuff this summer, I'm all over that for you.
Okay, as long as it doesn't cost more than my car, that's my only standard.
Yeah, how much is your car?
A lot.
Okay, well, good. Then I got room to play. I'm good with that.
All right,
I like room to play.
Tell the people. I can't even listen to you. You just everything.
I love just making you so discombobulated. It is the ultimate in power. It makes me so happy.
No, the ultimate in power is that chick that was beating the crap out of you with her whips.
Oh yeah.
So you're going to be doing that on your show?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll talk about some of that stuff, right? Sensation play and impact and BDSM and 50 Shades and how real people can play a little and enjoy a lot.
All right. So then tell them about the shop too. Yeah. Let's. So not lose sight of that.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you. The shop is just wonderful. So Darling Way in the Heights at 3423 White Oak Drive. Cute little cottage. And do y'all know you're going to come out and visit us?
I did not know
yes,
that.
Yes. We set it up on May 11th. Y'all are going to come help us celebrate our one-year anniversary. So
all right.
I'm so excited. We're going to have a party.
I might buy a new pair of these underwear today. I wore my underwear that you gave me today.
Can I see?
Ooh, I hope I'm in town.
Oh, my God. Hot red with a red shirt. You look awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, yes.
For those of you who can't see on TV,
myself.
I do the show regularly in just underwear. So.
Oh, he looks so good, too. So.
What's that date again?
May 11th.
I better check this.
Yeah, you better check that.
Well, because I've got a couple trips coming up.
Fred's trying to get out of town.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, I fly out Friday, May 12th. So.
Yes! We're going to have so much fun, and I hope so many Blitzers come and join us. And, I love a good party. I don't like to cook or clean, but darn, I love to entertain. So
I guess I'll tell John that I'm gone that weekend. Friday, May 12th, and Monday, the following Monday. I have to fly to Saskatchewan for my wife's grandmother's 100th birthday.
Oh, wow. Man. Oh, so you're going to go from a party at Darling Way, to a 100th birthday party?
You're doing a four-day weekend in Saskatchewan?
Yeah.
Is that too long or not enough?
This is why Fred is staying married this time.
You good know, for him.
There's no way I would fly to Saskatchewan and to stay for essentially 2 days and come back because it's a day in the air.
Yeah. Really? Well, actually, this isn't as bad because usually we tack on that 4-hour drive after the flight. Right.
You're not having to do that?
No, we're not having to do that. So that's going to take a lot out. We're flying to Saskatoon this time, and that's where the party is. So.
Okay, that
usually
helps.
Usually we fly to Regina and then drive 4 hours.
Because I was going to say, man.
You fly to where?
Regina. Deep. It's deep in the...
And you think everything I say sounds dirty?
It's deep in the bush of Canada.
It is. It is.
Yeah. Really? Out of the box?
It's prairie land.
Yeah.
Lots of hills.
Wide open spaces.
Yeah.
You know you should get...
Are there valleys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One deep valley.
Since we'll be at Darling Way on Thursday, before you leave, you should get her a gift from Darling Way to celebrate.
Val's granny, get her a dildo.
Yeah.
Oh God!
Oh, no,
are you kidding me?
I got a vibrator. No, I'll get it. Yeah.
No,
a vibrator.
No. What's 100 years old?
Get her that big marble hunk. The.
Oh no, that would be wasted. No.
Guys are sick.
That's a special.
People are sick.
No, they're coming out with some new
old
vibrators.
Old love too, Fred.
Longer handles. They're just awesome. Hey,
listen.
Did I tell you?
There's a vibrator with a life alert button. It's great. Right.
Okay.
And you stay you stay healthier, 25% healthier with one climax a week.
Can I just tell you something real
quick? One a week,
here?
That would kill me.
Because just between us, this is not for the listeners.
Between us girls?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
But I'm trying to stay in the inheritance here because, it's a pretty big deal. So me showing up with a dildo is not gonna be good.
Right, but a vibrator is way better.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yes, because a dildo, you have to do all the work and stuff. The vibrator, just turn it on. She's 100. She's tired.
Enough.
She'll love you more than all of the others.
No. Yes. You people are disgusting. May God have mercy on your soul. All right. I have to tell you, what I should get her is a razor from Harry's, right? Yes.
Mine's way better.
Well,
way more fun.
Guys, got to tell you about Harry's because if you're not familiar with them, they, They got tired of the big grazer companies just raising prices and reaping profits at your expense, so they bought their own factory. They take less profit, they sell directly to you over the internet, and they offer their blades at half the price. And the cool thing about this, it's convenient because it gets mailed right to your mailbox. It's inexpensive, but the quality's great, so you're going to get a great shave, you're going to save money, and you don't have to go to the store. That's what I love the best. And if you haven't tried Harry's yet, then you can get started today with their great starter sets. Your start set includes an ergonomic handle in the color of your choice, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. This is an entire month of shaving. It's just $15. This is a great everyday deal, but a special offer just for the Blitzers, where you can get it for even less. We've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your first purchase with promo code FOUR. It's F-A-O-U-R. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code FOUR at checkout to claim your offer. That's harrys.com, code F-A-O-U-R. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty, and you're up in the better day, better day, better day, loving and falling home, it's a paradise and it's a war zone. This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Raising Cane's. It's getting to be dinner time. You're thinking, man, I don't feel like cooking tonight. Well, good news. There's over 24 locations now in the Houston area, including the newest one opened up at Buffalo Speedway in Maine, if you're needing it. And on May 9th, there's another one opening up, the second location in Katy, at the corner of Gaston and Falcon Landing. So they're all over the city. There's one near you. And this is quality food, my friends. These are the finest chicken fingers, always fresh, never frozen, hand-battered, 24-hour marinated chicken, the best sides, the crinkle-cut fries and the Texas toast with just the right amount of garlic butter, and the cane sauce, which is always a success. That is always the greatest. Raising Cane's. They care about doing one thing, and that's making the finest chicken finger meals. That's why they've got One Love. And it is, if you've not tried it, now's a great time to get out there and find one. Find the closest one near you. That's Raising Cane's all over the city. One Love.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Jeez, this show went by so fast, I totally forgot that we have deaths. But first, let me tell you, The Blitz is coming to Saloon Door Brewing in Webster Friday. Join us as we broadcast live from the brewery beginning at 4. Stay to watch the NFL draft starting at 6. We'll hang around for an extra hour till 7, just because that's what we do. And people on the text line's like, why do you let AJ make fun of you so much? Because it's funny.
We're making jokes.
It's funny.
What are we going to do, fight?
How dare you say I'm disgusting?
This is I don't know if this is your first time listening, but this whole show is built on us busting each other's balls. That's kind of...
I've always said we make fun of everything and everyone, especially ourselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, trust me, if it makes me laugh, he can say whatever the hell he wants. And that's most of the time what happens. All right. So let's wrap the show up the way we do every Wednesday with famous people who have passed away. And we'll start with 2015 Sawyer Sweeten. Actor from Everyone Loves Raymond.
Yeah, he's one of those. At 19. Yeah, he's one of those twins.
I didn't know they had twins. I didn't know who he was. So that's not a good run. 19, not a good run. Bud Abbott, comedian from Abbott and Costello, dead at 78. That is a good run. Sports figures. Jack Ramsey, basketball coach, dead at 89. Good run. I actually liked him as a color commentator. So. 1995, Howard Cosell. It was the knee. It's always the knee. Dead at the age of 77. And 1933, Tim Keefe. Who I've never heard of. American League baseball pitcher, dies at 76.
Never heard of him either.
Yeah.
2007, Boris Yeltsin, first president of the Russian Federation.
I miss Boris.
Dead at the age of 76. He was spotted all over the place. Get it? He had that thing on his head. Never mind. Let's try, 1998. Probably one of the more famous assassins out there. James Earl Ray.
Yeah.
Assassin of Martin Luther King. Dies while still under detention of complications related to kidney disease and liver failure caused by hepatitis C. That is probably the most in-depth description of someone's death that we've had. He was 70 years old. That was too long for him to live. He should have died at birth. 1744, Anders Celsius. In case you wondered where the Celsius temperature scale came from. Dead at the age of 42.
All right.
That was a good run in 1744.
That is a good run.
42. 1882, Ralph Waldo Emerson, American poet, dead of pneumonia at 78. Where's Waldo? Under the ground. Okay, here's your best deaths. 1989, Lucille Ball, dead of a heart attack at 78.
What year was that?
1989.
How was she hot when she died? Or was she like an old lady?
I think she was an old lady, and she had a gravelly voice by then. Ricky!
Was there ever a time you would have had sex with Lucille Ball?
Yeah, because I used to watch I Love Lucy. Even though she was annoying as hell, she was redhead.
Okay.
So, yeah, I probably punched a clown to her a few times when I was a kid. But that, because I was watching reruns.
Right.
And she was still hot back then.
Yeah.
Carol Burnett's another one. I was always watching the reruns. Yeah, I would. That's what I want to keep in my head. That I was fantasizing to those and not old ladies that are now dead.
Right. Because that would be inappropriate.
It'd be gross.
And weird.
1980, Alfred Hitchcock. Psycho, Birds, Rear Window. Dies of renal failure at 80. Not a good rear window for him. 1945, Il Duce. Benito Mussolini. Fascist Italian dictator shot by communist partisans at the age of 61.
Not from what, and I don't know him. I didn't know him personally. Haven't heard too many guys say he was like a great guy. Like,
well,
most people are.
He
are
teamed
like,
up with that Hitler guy.
Yeah, most people think he was kind of a jerk.
Hmm.
But again, no firsthand experience with him. I didn't meet him. Because he died in 1945.
Well, I know that in the movie Mobsters, Bugsy has a gun from him that he gives to Sean Penn's brother as a gift and then shoots him. So. Astros just got a two-run homer to make it 5-4. Or is it 6-4? I can't see that far.
No, it's 5-4. Yeah, Cleveland. Okay. Cleveland has the 5.
Yeah, Cleveland up 5-4. Two-run homer by somebody.
Brian McCann.
Brian McCann, okay. So yeah. McCann and Gattis, I think, are your two home run guys today.
Yes.
All right.
I thought it was Bregman.
No, I think it was Gattis.
It was Gattis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so corrections and clarifications.
Shows what I know. They look the same. I must have gotten confused.
And the TV's all the way across the room, so I like I said, I can't read the score. Okay, John Wilkes Booth?
Either that or they put Alex Bregman's name on the television.
They could have. They might have messed it up. That might be a Root Sports problem.
I think Bregman was on third when Gattis homered.
Well, let's not give Bregman any credit then.
Okay.
John Wilkes Booth in 1865, shot at 26 by Union soldier Boston Corbett.
Another... famous assassin,
yeah, three-name
right?
assassin. More famous, John Wilkes Booth or James Earl Ray?
John Wilkes Booth.
Lee Harvey Oswald. I'm not dead this week, but I'm just asking. That's probably
more famous, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, probably your top three, right?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay, just checking.
What about, who's the guy who tried to shoot Reagan? Or did shoot Reagan, I guess?
See, I can't even remember his name.
And he's already out of jail.
Yeah, the one who... was trying to prove his love for Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
See, I can remember that, but I don't remember his name. Sirhan, I remember.
Is it John Hinckley?
Yeah, it's John Hinckley.
It is, yeah.
Junior?
I don't know if he's a junior.
Yeah, he's a junior.
Okay. Well, you have to use all three names because he's an assassin. See, technically, Sirhan should have been Sirhan.
Yeah, that guy was released
his,
in
his
September.
Middle name is Warnock. That's why no one goes with the three names on his. John Warnock Hinckley. Warnock?
Now, Warlock would be awesome.
What's crazier is there was a John Warnock Hinckley Sr., and he was like, Warnock is such a great middle name, I'm going to pass it down to my son.
And finally, in 1616, William Shakespeare, I like to call him Billy, dead at the age of 52. Life is but a poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
That's strong.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that.
Good for you.
I did a lot of Shakespeare in high school and didn't. I don't remember any of it.
Ah, well, that's from Macbeth. It's one of my favorites of his.
I thought that was from Bill and Ted.
That too. No, Bill and Ted was, all we are is dust in the wind, dude. Dust, wind, dude. Yeah. I actually watched that the other day. It's still funny to me. I like that movie. And finally, dead porn star.
Here we go.
2005.
2005.
Yes. Brittany Madison died at age 21. That helps.
Yeah. It's going to be car wreck or gunshot wound. I'm going to go shot dead at the scene of a car wreck.
You're so close. You should stick with your first instinct. Died tragically in a car accident. Doesn't mention a gunshot wound.
But it could have happened.
It could have. You know what? I'm going to give you points for that.
Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and say car accident is close enough. And, she might have shot herself.
I mean, I think that's what made it really tragic was the gunshot.
Yeah.
The car wreck was bad. I wouldn't call it tragic. The gunshot afterwards, tragic.
All right. And all you guys who are still replying to us about the rocket stuff, that was an hour ago. Please take me off your thing. Don't I have something to read here, though, John? And aren't I supposed to tell
you? Yes, you do.
Aren't I supposed to tell you about Houston Cannon?
Am I done for the day?
You're done.
Okay, I'm going to go home now.
You may go. I will stay here and keep it warm for Glenn Davis with Soccer Matters, who's coming up next, by telling you about Houston Can Academies. And if you're not familiar with Houston Can Academies, they take in kids who have dropped out from other schools. And these are good kids. Some of them had to drop out to get jobs to support their families. Others had transportation issues. And some of them just had problems where they couldn't get the class. Well, guess what Houston Can Academies does? They take those kids in. They work around all those problems. They give them a second chance. And so many of them, who knows where they would have wound up if not for Houston Can Academy. They go on and do great things. And that's why more than ever they need your donations. And guys, every donation helps. And by your donation, they'll take any vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor, a big old lawnmower, a four-wheeler, any of those things. A Sea-Doo. Maybe you're just sitting out there and it's getting rust now and you were going to fix it or you're going to sell it and you never got around to it. We'll donate it because you're going to do a great thing. You're going to help these kids and they're going to come tow your vehicle free of charge, process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card. Just their way of saying thank you. Just make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. And guys, so many of the Blitzers have stepped up and it doesn't matter where you are. If you're in San Marcos, they'll come tow it. Nacogdoches, they'll come tow it. Beaumont, Port Arthur, Galveston, any one of those places, they'll come tow it free of charge. Give them a call today, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5.